Shalom Aleichem. Mishneh Yomi is holding in chapter 6 of Pirkei Avot, Perek Kinyan Torah. These are actually Baraitot, not Mishnayot, as we explained yesterday. And we are in Gimel and Dalet today. Halomid Mechavero, one learns from his fellow. Perek Echad, one chapter. O Halacha Achat, or one law. O Pasuk Echad, even one verse. O Dibor Echad, one saying of our sages. O Filu Ot Achat, even one letter. The Mefarshim say when that letter makes a difference, when our sages learn something from this letter. Tzarech Lincho Bo Kavod. He has to respect his teacher. Sheken Matzidu B'David Melch Yisrael. Thus we find King David acted, Shalom Lamad Me'achitofel, he only learned from Achitofel, Elishnei Devarim Bilvad, only two items. Now the Rashi explains what that was, that Achitofel told King David he shouldn't learn Torah by himself, he should learn with a chavrusa, with a partner, so if he makes a mistake, he can be corrected. Now nowadays, when we have Baruch Hashem Shiurim, and we have Sfarim, we have written, published books, it's less of an issue, but it's always nice to learn with other people. And there's an interesting Gemara in Brachot 3b where we find King David actually did learn alone in the middle of the night when no one could bother him. And that's sort of when he thought about everything he learned during the day with other people and came to conclusions about it and then praised Hashem and wrote Tehillim was in the middle of the night when he could be alone. So sometimes it's good to learn with other people and have time alone to reflect on what you learned and how to apply it to your life. As the Rambam says in Hilchot Talmud Torah, we only learn most of our Chochmah during the nighttime, even though we have to learn day and night. Now the Rashi says the other thing Achitofel taught King David was he should have a lot of awe and respect and humility when he goes to the base medrash. We find this in the Gemara in Moed Katon 16b, that King David used to sit on the floor in the base medrash and teach Torah, and the other students offered him cushions and things to sit on, and he refused even though he was the king. So back in our Braita here, so even though we only learned two things from Achitofel, Karu Rabo, he called him his Rebbe, his master, Alufo, his chief, Yudao, and his advisor. Shneamar, as the Pasuk says, Ata Enosh Ke'erki, he's a man of my own value, Alufai, Yudai, he's my chief, and he's my advisor. Hallo Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. And can't we learn out a logical argument, a Kal V'Chomer from this? Ma David Melch Yisrael, King David was the king. Shelo Laman Mechitofel, Elishnei Dvarim Yavar. And he only learned two Torah teachings from Achitofel. Karo Rabu, he called him his Rebbe, Alufo, his chief, and Miyudao, and his advisor. So therefore, Halomid Mechavero, if you learn from your fellow, and you're not the king, and you learn Perek Echad, one chapter, Holach Achad, one law, Pasuk Echad, one verse, Odibo Echad, one saying, or Filu Ot Achad, or one letter, Al Achad Kama Vekama. So then certainly how much more so should Soichlin Hug Bo Kavu, that you have to respect this person. And the Mishnah adds, "Ve'ein kavod ela Torah." There's no real honor except Torah. Torah is the only true honor. Shneamar kavod hochamim yenchalo. That honor is what the sages will inherit. The sages learning Torah, they will get honor through this. Utmimim yenchalu tov, and those who are pure will inherit goodness. Ve'ein tov ela Torah, and tov goodness really refers to the Torah. Shneamar, as it says in Proverbs chapter 4, Ki lekach tov natati lechem torati al tazovu. I have given you a lekach tov, a good portion. Do not abandon my Torah. So the Torah is the good they're referring to. And this last part of the Baraita, really, if a student is gaining Torah from the teacher, and the Torah will eventually bring them kavod, will bring them this honor, and really bring them self-esteem as well, then of course they should honor their teacher. You can also link these two parts, the first part and the last part, that you have to honor your teacher, and there's no honor except for Torah. So what's a great honor for your teacher? Your teacher teaches you Torah, and you also teach your teacher Torah. You also share something that you've learned from somewhere else, or an additional insight into what your rabbi teaches you. Go ahead and share it, because that's also giving kavod, is adding more to their own Torah learning. As Chazal say, I've learned a lot from my teachers, more from my colleagues, and the most from my students. So Torah is a give and a take. On to Dalit. Kach hi darka shel Torah. This is the way of the Torah. Pat b'melach tochum. Eat bread with salt. Mayim bimsura tishte. A measured amount of water. Va'ola aretz tishan. Sleep on the ground. Live a life of deprivation, but nonetheless, in the Torah, you should work hard. Now, this doesn't mean you have to do all these things. It means, our Mefarshim say, even if you're very poor and you are getting by, you're still living, and you have a choice. You could go and work and get a little bit more food, but then you're not going to be able to learn Torah. It's better to learn Torah and remain in poverty than to spend all your effort trying to get more money. And of course, if you do have wealth and you do have more to eat, that's also a test. And some people are tempted to try to gain more wealth instead of using their free time and their ability and energy to learn Torah. It's interesting, the Mesilat Yesharim, when he talks about prishut, separation from things that are mutter, he says, go ahead and separate from things, make fences to the extent you're comfortable, as long as it doesn't impact your ability to learn and do mitzvot. If self-deprivation, fasting, for instance, impacts your ability to serve Hashem, don't do it. And the Chovot Levavot says a similar concept by earning. He says, you know, Hashem really decides how much money we're going to make, but we all have to make a hishtadlu. We have to make an effort to gain access to that money, to show Hashem we really want it. But if making more effort is taking away from your time for learning and davening and serving Hashem, that's not an effort Hashem wants you to make. Back in the Baraita, imata osei ken, if you do so, even if you're poor, even if you're wealthy, you focus on Torah, ashrecha v'tov lach. You are fortunate and it's good for you. Ashrecha b'olam hazeh, you're fortunate in this world, v'tov lach l'olam haba, and it'll be good for you in the next world that you've learned Torah despite your hardship or the distractions of wealth. Al tivokesh gedula l'asmacha, do not request greatness for yourself. The al tachmod kavod, do not crave honor. Now, the last teaching just said that honor comes through Torah. The Bartender here points out, that's actually the Rashi here points out, that if you are trying to get honored through learning and teaching Torah, it looks like you're not doing it lishma. And we saw the benefits from Rabbi Meir in Baraita Aleph in this chapter about doing lishma has these incredible benefits. But of course, in teaching Bet, we learn even lo lishma has incredible benefits too. And also, yoter b'milotcha asay, more than your limud, more than your learning, do actions more than just learning. Now, we had this, a similar concept in chapter 3, Mishnah 9, kol shem ma'asav merubin mechochmato, chochmato mitkayemet. If your good deeds and your mitzvot are greater than your learning, then your learning will last, because after all, you're learning in order to put it into action. Back in the Braita, al tit ove l'shulchanam shelsarim or malachim, do not desire to be at the table of the princes or the officials or the kings. Sheshulchanach gadol m'shulchanam, your own table, your own portion, as someone who learns Torah and is involved in mitzvot and good deeds and tzedakah, that's even greater than the tables of nobility. The kitrach and your own crown, gadol mikitram, is actually greater than their physical crowns. And this concept will be explored more in tomorrow's learning. And finally, v'ne'man hu bal malachtecha sheyishalem lecha schar pulatcha. And the one who employs you, meaning Hashem, who wants all of Am Yisrael to be involved in Torah and mitzvot, he is reliable to pay all of the wages for everything you do. So the Medrash Shmuel points out, if you don't see success right now, keep working on the Torah. You're going to see something amazing in the next world. Tizkulu mitzvot.